It's Weekend with Wiser, and all around town it will be a beautiful thing, starting with Halloween on Central. That is Sunday. I hope that you'll join the Radio St. Pete folks out in front of the Moxie Theater. They'll have a kids' activity table, and we will be live from Halloween on Central. Of course, there'll be Voodoo Village full of vendors and incredible stuff from the Shopapalooza people and so much more. Also going on this weekend for Halloween is the Owloween. That is going to be at Nagao Nature's Park on Friday. Creepy crawly animal shows, a spooky nature trail, and so much more. Field of Screams is also Friday's Seminole Recreation Center. Bring the kids for a fun evening of trick-or-treat. The Laser Light Show, Halloween Grateful Dead, not for kids really, at the Mosey Friday night. Light shows are taking on Mosey's new Saunders Planetarium and Digital Dome, and that is going to be an incredible lot of fun. The Spooky Swamp Haunted Hike, 7:38 and 8:30 Fridays at the Boyd Hill Nature Park. Step into the shadows for a family-friendly Halloween adventure. There is a Halloween at Coachman Park, 5 to 10 on Friday. There'll be music, tribute bands for Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga, costume contests, Jeep display, vendors, trick-or-treating, food trucks, and more, pretty much all over town. Most of the down in Paso Grill, they'll have a party under the lights for Halloween. The Haunted Illusions is Friday. Central Park Performing Arts Center has master illusionist David Caserta brings his Halloween spectacular to Largo. You've seen him on America's Got Talent and Penn and Teller. Halloween Arts and Crafts Fest is at the Florida Mortuary on Saturday 1 to 5. That's on 31st Street South, and that'll be fun. Pumpkin Fest is at the Florida Botanical Gardens Saturday 10 to 2. Have fun. Lots of games, crafts, and activities. Finally, Guppaween, Saturday, Sunday, the Florida Aquarium. Dress in your best costume and join the sea of characters at Guppaween. Halloween on Central, of course, noon to 6. The family-friendly costume party is amazing with entertainment and candy stations. We'll have a kids' activity booth at Radio St. Pete Station. There'll be 150 local makers, artists, and small businesses at Voodoo Vendor Village. The Florida Orchestra has Haunted Halls Family Concert, 2 p.m. Sunday at the Duke Energy Center Mahaffey Theater. Bail de los Muertos with Lassa and Repro is 6 to 9 p.m. October 29th at the University of South Florida, the St. Pete campus. Field of Screams, Dreams, and Nightmares is 7 p.m. to midnight, October 30th through November 1st at Boyd Hill Nature Preserve. And, you know, there'll just be a lot of Halloween parties. So I like to drive around and see the lights around town. I hope you will too. Also going on over at Tampa Bay Downs is the Upper Tampa Bay Oktoberfest Beer Festival, October 24th through 26th. Live music, dancing, local breweries, food trucks, and so much more. I'm going to be at the Old Southeast Artists Enclave Studio Tour Saturday, October 25th, 10 to 4. I want you to go to our podcast channel on RadioSt.Pete.com and hear my interview. You can pick up free self-guided maps at the Chataway, and it's going to be really fun. It's from 10 to 4. Also going on this weekend, yes, it is Stone Crab, Frenchie's Stone Crab Party, the 24th and 25th. There's a Clearwater Beach Block Party, and in Dunedin Causeway, the Backlot Bash. Also, Palm Pavilion is also having a Stone Crab weekend, Friday through Sunday, October 24th through 26th. I mean, you cannot shake a stick without seeing all of the fun stuff that's going on. Also, OPA, Greek Fest in Clearwater, October 24th through 26th. Also going on is Sueños de Dali at the Dali, the annual fundraiser that is on the 25th. Also going on is the Strass Center Gala for the Strass Center at the Mersani Hall, the Strass Center for Performing Arts on the 25th. Casa Pinellas kicks off its third annual scavenger hunt. Welcome to the Farm. That is also the 25th. And Suncoast Voices for Children, Be the Voice Gala, Power Design also going on. Tampa General Hospital, TGH Gala, Elevating Excellence on the 25th. American Cancer Society has a huge fundraiser. It is charity season. That's going to be at the Raymond James Stadium on the 25th. Gulfport Senior Center Foundation, Night in Italy at the Maria Center. And the Tampa Hispanic Heritage, Hispanic Women, and Hispanic Man of the Year Gala on the 25th. Simon Lasky performs on the 25th at the Palladium with his band. Coming up is at the Bay Care Sound. Brett Michaels live and amplified March 7th. Cole Swindoll is this weekend with special guests Priscilla Block and Graylin James on October 25th. Green Sky Bluegrass Fall Tour Thursday, November 13th. Dusty Slay, the Neighborhood Guy, and Josh Gates is now on sale at the Capitol Theater and Ruth Eckert Hall. Macy Gray is doing her 25th anniversary tour Saturday, October 25th. And Peter Frampton is at Ruth Eckert Hall, October 31st. In addition to Haunted Illusions at the Central Park Performing Arts Center this weekend, the Rocky Horror Picture Show's 50th anniversary screening with Live Shadows cast will be on Sunday. So just so much going on. It's really just going to be incredible. If you like a fair, and I do, you like rides and foods and all kinds of things, I like to see the baby goats, you go to the 2025 Hillsborough County Fair, October 30th through November 9th. Also coming up in November is Community Picnic Land. Kona is doing that. It's at the Waterfront Park. Foundation is supporting it. There'll be a family fun zone, picnics, live entertainment, yummy food trucks. It's at Albert Witted Park at 480 Bayshore Drive Southeast. And yes, Radio St. Pete will be there. Freefall Theater debuts Death Trap this weekend with Natalie Simons. Please listen to Arts Alive, Bill DeYoung today about his interview. And congratulations to Matthew McGee on directing this. I don't know if you've been to the new Fergs Entertainment Complex, and of course, On the Tee records both their sports shows there at the Fergs Clubhouse, but they've really upped their game. You know, they were named the best sports bar in America, and congratulations to them. So on the 28th of October, on Central Avenue, new wave post-punk singer Lean Lovitch will perform. She counted John Lennon and Frank Zappa as her friends. It's not to be missed. October 25th, a Janis Better Than Ezra will perform from their early roots at house parties at Louisiana State University. They made their mark on the music world. Another favorite of mine is coming, Matsuyahu, Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter and genre-blending musician, brings his Ancient Child Tour to Janis on October 26th. Just announced at Creative Clay's 30th anniversary celebration and fundraiser, Good Folk Fest, on November 16th at the Coliseum, is Stuart Hyatt. And this is going to be a terrific event from 11 to 6. We will be there as well as part of Radio St. Pete. And his reissued album, Shrimp Attack, is popular. So join us there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also coming up is The Evil Dead, the musical. Runs October 24th through November 16th at Stageworks Theater. It's really a lot of fun. It brings Sam Raimi's cult classic films, The Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2, to the stage in a gleefully gory parody about five college students whose weekend getaway unleashes a supernatural force. So we've talked about a lot of things going on, but also free pops in the park. Can you believe it? Vinoy Park, 7 o'clock. This Saturday. I can't believe free. The Florida Orchestra does this every year. It's fabulous. Go Now, the Moody Blues tribute will be 7 p.m. on Monday. Lamp will be 7 p.m. on Tuesday. And there's a lot of music in town. And I want you to make sure that you go to see Tito Puente tonight, the 24th. You can go to the podcast on RadioSaintPete.com. Hear my interview with Tito Puente Jr. He is absolutely fantastic. Coming up after this month will be Tango Under the Stars. John's Pass Seafood Festival, noon to 9 o'clock all weekend. Celebration brings together the best of Madeira Beach. Unfortunately, last year, the hurricanes knocked it off the calendar, but it's here. It's fresh seafood, live music, coastal community vibes. Don't drive through Treasure Island. Take a taxi or take the Sunrunner. Also going on is Puddle of Mud at Fergs Entertainment Center Friday. Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Biltheimer Capital Theater Friday. Roberto Funt is the comedian at Sunshine City Comedy Club. Pinkalicious the Musical is at the Central Park Performing Arts Center this Saturday at 11 o'clock. And Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live is also Saturday at Largo Central Park Performing Arts. Diana Krall is now scheduled. She'll be on tour. She comes in on January 23rd to Ruth Eckert Hall. Also added was Gypsy Kings featuring Nicholas Reyes, September 14th. And also added was Dark Star Orchestra on December 4th. Coming up soon is the Suncoast Jazz Festival at the Sheraton Sand Key, November 21 through 23rd. Please go to our website, see all the bands that are going to be there. Headliners, Tuba Skinny, Wyclef Gordon, Diego Figueroa, Ken Proplaski, Jason Marsalis. We are a partner with them. You will hear interviews with so many of the people, Professor Cunningham, David Bennett, Ehud Asheri, St. Louis Stompers, James Suggs, La Lucha, Nate Najjar, Daniela Soldade, Paul Wilborn, and Eugenie Bondurant, Brian J. Hughes and the crew, and so many more. Also going on this weekend is Barktoberfest, 11 to 2 in Treasure Island at John Maroney Dog Park in Roselli Park, and the Tampa Bay Coffee and Art Festival at the Florida State Fairgrounds. Bill DeYoung Reckerman, the story of Phil Gernhardt, will be talking. Bill will be talking at the St. Petersburg Museum of History on November 13th. Our city, our airport, Albert Wooded Airport documentary premiere is October 28th, and then again on November 19th at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. And I hope that you will join Rui Farias for the Civil Rights Tour this Saturday, leaving the museum, St. Petersburg Museum of History, at 9 a.m. There'll be TV coverage, and we encourage you all to join us. The Scream Queen Halloween parties at the OCC Roadhouse this weekend. That's always a lot of fun. And on October 30th, a Jerry Jeff Walker tribute featuring Bob Livingston will be at Noisemakers, one of our favorite places. It'll feature Kip Kelly, Roddy Morris, Zach Whitney, Eric Carlson, Gabe Whitney, John Frenzy, and Jerry Jeff's right-hand man, Bob Livingston. So, for Weekend with Wiser, I hope you have a spooktacular time. Aloha till we see you again.